Greetings in Jesus' name on the 17th day of March, the year of our Lord 2023. It's a crisp day outside, temperatures around 30 degrees. Expecting a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow today. It's a fabulous Friday. It's with great joy and delight that I come to the radio mic again and update you on what our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is continuing to do here on this mission field of Maine. Powerful services last night as I preached several more verses in the book of Philippians at our mission church, the Wells Branch Baptist Church, as we're continuing to fill the pulpit there and to provide leadership and counsel and vision for this work as it is restored again for the glory of God. Today we're headed back down to the Riverside campus to work on some flooring details in the girls' bathroom that we're totally rebuilding. We've rebuilt all of the our partitions and sanded and painted all of them, and we've ripped the old floor out and put new floor in the process of putting new floor down and put a new vanity in, and all the things that we're doing for God's glory. We want everything to be done top shelf. And then this afternoon we're headed up to be a part of our annual couples retreat there in Freeport, Maine, and we're asking the Lord to help us as we take some 20 couples for a marriage enrichment time together, and to ask the Lord to bless our marriages and strengthen our marriages so that they might be the best they can be for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support as we labor on for Christ. In your Bible today, I'd like for you to look with me in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 17 and verse number 27. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. When you have knowledge, you learn some things about communication. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. You learn when to speak, and you learn when not to speak. You learn, hey, it's time to answer, and then you learn it's time to say nothing. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. Some people say, let me give you a piece of my mind. And I say to those people, you've done that so many times that you have not much of your mind left. You have to use wisdom when it comes to when to speak and when not to speak. He that hath knowledge spareth his words. Use them sparingly. Speak only when it's your time to speak. And certainly when it's not your time to speak, zip it up. Don't say another word. And then the latter part of this great proverb says, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. It says this of Daniel, that he had an excellent spirit. And the man that understands what God is doing is of an excellent spirit. I want to pray that all of us today experience this same exact spirit, this excellent spirit. I meet so many people that seemingly are in a bad mood. They have a bad spirit. They have a negative spirit. They just simply don't believe God for anything. And that reminds me of the great proverb that says, he that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. And you meet these people that have a bad spirit and a down spirit. Well, the Bible says, a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Don't you think that's where the Lord wants us to live? Right there on Excellent Street. Down Excellent Boulevard, and with an excellent spirit. And those around us can see that and find out that it's contagious. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's right. You have an excellent spirit. You have a song in your heart. You have a shout in your step. You have a praise on your tongue. And you have your hand lifted up in the air. You have an excellent spirit. That's what the Lord wants us to have. And so let's use our words wisely. And let's experience this excellent spirit. And may we all have that certainly when we go to the house of God this weekend, if Christ stays is coming. But he could come right now. Even so, come Lord Jesus. But if he holds off Let's just go to church on Sunday, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and let's just listen to what God has for us and have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord. You've been listening to this Friday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. We'll talk to you once again on Monday.